Trump bias. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief. I'll wager every single one of us has a bias about whether Donald Trump should be president. And thanks to yesterday's congressional hearing, we have now established that the many texts that FBI investigator Peter Strzok sent to his woman friend accurately expressed his feelings about the prospect of a Trump presidency, such as the one that said, "We will stop it."
You would stop it?
No, sir, you misunderstood or misheard me. I said that the American populace wouldn't elect
you. You don't like Donald Trump, do you?
Fair to say I'm not a fan, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Strzok insisted his politics did not affect his work, but as you just heard him admit, he is personally anti-Trump. That's why he was removed from the Russia investigation. But what really worried the Republican members of the committee was that he might not be the only agent who feels this way. And if the political preferences of federal employees mirror the popular vote, that's probably true. There's a good chance that, like Peter Strzok, many FBI agents can't stand Trump. There's also a good chance many others worship him as America's Messiah. The problem is we have no idea which is which because most of them were not so foolish as to text about it. So Congress has no choice but to force everyone in the FBI to hack their own phones and investigate each other until we can determine which is which. Now that would be a witch hunt. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.